What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Bully Talk Podcast. I am your host, Matone Barbudo, aka the Bearded Bully, and today I have a special topic for y'all. Now, as y'all know, I do like to keep a good story or two, you know, in rotation and get a good laugh off and take a little edge off of some things that's going on in the world and, you know, relax some people's minds, because every day people have their own struggles and issues that they have to deal with. And with that being said, I just wanted to talk about something a little bit more serious today. Something that I feel that the Black community doesn't really shed a lot of light on. And personally, somebody who's tried to do this, I feel like I want to speak about it, and I want people to know that they're not alone. So today's topic is about suicide. And before I even go into the topic, I just want to say that I'm not suicidal. There are days that I feel alone and depressed and shit, but nah, I don't have those thoughts. There was a point in my life where I have tried to I tried to go that route. I was younger. I was in my preteen ages. And I can't really remember what I was going through, but if I could, it was probably around the time, like, I met my mom and shit, and my stepmom. Like, it was just a lot, probably, and that's something that I felt would be the easiest route to do. And to this day, I still have the scar on my wrist, and it's a reminder every day of where I've been and where I'm going, you know, because that's a dark road to go by, and it's fucked up because we don't talk about that shit. I personally know a handful of people who attempted to take their own life or have thoughts of doing it. And when somebody tells you that, you don't know how to respond because there's nothing you can say to change their mind or to make them feel better. But if you've been in that position before, it's kind of understanding. And that's where people, I feel like they get misconstrued with this shit. They feel like people are trying to leave or just escape things, where it's just that people don't understand them or don't want to understand them. Like, let's say somebody's going through some issues. It could be about whatever, finances, relationship, life in general. And they feel like they're alone, they're back on the wall. Everything they've been trying to do is not working. And they try to talk to somebody about it. Most of the times, people always want to try to play the blame game or make it seem like it's not as hard or what it is that you're making it to be, when all reality, it's exactly what it is. Having those type of thoughts don't come randomly. It comes after a while of being in dark places. Even after my first time of, you know, trying to do that, I've tried again before. When I was living in a DMV area, I was heavily addicted to popping pills. I had bad anxiety while I was out there. And it's crazy that the reason that the shit that started my anxiety was me going to church. I'll never forget that shit. Me and her family was about to go to church. It was a regular day. And soon as we pulled up to this shit, I just got mad, jittery. I couldn't sit still. So I remember she gave me a Xanax. At first, she gave me a half because she didn't know how I would react to it. But I always felt that I'm a bigger person, so I should take a whole one. So she gave me the whole one and then calmed me down. And that was like a coping way, because I don't know at that time if I was trying to escape New York or I don't know what happened. I've been to church before too, so I don't understand why I would have a whole anxiety attack this time. But yeah, I took the Xanax, it calmed me down, and then it just became a regular thing that I was taking them shits like every day, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Xanax a day. And it's to the point where I drink also. So I'm drinking on top of the Xanax. It was times that if the Xanax wasn't doing it enough, I was taking sleeping pills on top of that too. You feel me? And I wasn't doing that to try to, you know, go that route. But when I think about it now, was I? Like, subconsciously, was that something I was trying to do and just never succeeded at? But I don't pop pills no more, so that's a big plus. But, you know, life is rough, and nobody really tells you how to deal with it. Everybody's taught to get a job and go to school and pay your bills and have a happy spouse and everything's going to be all right, but it's bigger than that. It's more to life than that, and it's definitely a lot of stress out here. Then I just wanted to reach out to everybody who's ever been in a dark place, who's ever thought about, you know, going that route. I want to let you know that it's not worth it. Granted, you might be in a dark, gloomy spot right now, but I guarantee if you keep pushing, you will prevail and you will get out of that. And then one day you're going to look back to that time and you're going to realize that it wasn't worth it and you're glad that you didn't do it. It's just, I started this podcast because I wanted to talk about things that interest me. And as I started doing it more, I started understanding that it's a lot of people out here who goes through things that I go through. I'm not the only person who might have anger problems or a drinking problem. I'm not the only person who might feel alone. But I want to be able to to be the bridge to the people who feel like they can't talk to nobody, to somebody that they can talk to. Because I'm here. I might not respond super fast, but I'm here. And I just want all my fans, all my followers, my listeners, my friends, family, anybody who's listening to this, I'm okay. Because I know the title probably threw y'all off. But y'all know me. And y'all know I like talking about things that people don't talk about. And with this episode, I just wanted to shed a little light on suicide in the Black community. Because it is here. And I don't want us to shun things. And the world is changing, and I feel like we should change also. I'm not saying change as in accepting people, but we should be more open to talking about things that make us uncomfortable. And it's not going to be something that happens overnight. It's not going to be something that happens in a week, but we can start. And, you know, all it takes is one person. One person at a time, and eventually we'll be a little bit better, because we're not as unified as we used to be, but we can get there, and I see it in us. You know, we all got the BLM, Support Black Businesses. I love it. I love it. Now, let's really talk about the mental issues and things that's really affecting us that we can't talk about, or things that we're afraid to talk about because people might laugh at us, or people might brush it off because they don't see us that serious, until it's too late. And I want to reach out to all my niggas, because I've talked to some people. Like, y'all know if I ever talk to y'all, y'all know y'all could talk to me about anything. Anybody who's in a dark place, I love y'all. It's gonna be okay. If you ever need somebody to call, I'm gonna leave the suicide hotline at the end of this. And call if you don't want to speak to somebody that you know, because that might make you uncomfortable. Call the hotline. The number is 800-273-8255. Once again, that number is 800-273-8255. Now, I just got that from Google. I don't know if that's specifically for New York or if that's a nationwide number. But yeah, if you ever in a dark spot and you want to, and you thinking that might be the route to go, it's not. And I just want you to know that you're loved, and it's people here that care about you. And with that being said, I'm going to wrap this episode up. Y'all already know what to do. Follow Instagram, the Facebook at Bully Talk Podcast. Follow the Twitter at Podcast Bully. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Yeah, I'm out.